Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, September 5th. I'm Mohsen Ali for The Wall Street Journal. Chinese property giant Country Garden has narrowly avoided default. The developer made two overdue bond coupon payments shortly before the end of a 30-day grace period. We're reporting that the interest payments totaling $22.5 million on U.S. dollar bonds had a combined face value of $1 billion. The financial struggles of Country Garden come amid a significant downturn in China's property market, and investors are still pessimistic about the developer's ability to repay its debt. U.S. investors are rushing to support clean energy startups benefiting from the Inflation Reduction Act. We're exclusively reporting that battery recycling startup Ascend Elements secured $460 million with investors like Decarbonization Partners, mining giant BHP, and investment stalwart PIMCO, valuing the company at around $1.5 billion. Rival recycling startup Redwood Materials last week raised $1 billion, backed by Goldman Sachs Asset Management. The investments are among the largest for clean energy startups this year. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is expected to meet Russia's President Vladimir Putin. The latest sign that negotiations between the two countries are accelerating over ammunition Moscow is seeking for its war in Ukraine. The trip would be unusual for the North Korean leader, who rarely travels abroad. The planned meeting between Kim and Putin was early reported by the New York Times, which said Kim would likely travel by armored train to meet Putin next week in Vladivostok on Russia's eastern coast. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, and European shares were down in early trading. U.S. stock futures are also pointing to a lower open following the Labor Day weekend. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.